My name is Elise Mishy. I am from the Midwest, Appleton, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. And I am a mixed media illustrator. So I create two-dimensional work, rich in narrative and symbolism. And I use that work to prompt three-dimensional props and costumes that I turn into live drawings or live stories. And I am currently an artist in residence at Elsewhere Studios in Paonia, Colorado. So Elsewhere is a artist residency program that allows artists to come for 1 to 6 months. And I'm actually here for 3 months with a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts in partnership with the Unicorn Arts Collective doing their annual fashion show. This year's theme for the fashion show is Zeitgeist Circus, which means spirit of the time. My fashion line is inspired by themes of time, like an ephemeral existence. So that includes life, death, and then also just a sense of like whimsy and daydreaming. So the characters in my line are gonna embody our living world and also a sense of like the subconscious and the other world. So for example, I began by drawing this group of sages, I call them. So there's these kind of corpse-like figures that are serenely laying in the ground and they're surrounded by money. And I kind of was playing with the idea of how you can't be buried with your gold. So it's, you know, enjoying your living existence, but also not fearing the afterlife, being practical about it. So I am taking those characters. I'm only going to be using 4 of them. They'll be my less glamorous characters, but they'll also have the heavily patterned outfits that I enjoy drawing. So what I'll do is I'll take that illustration, and then now I'm making masks for each of the characters. And they'll also have hoods, and then they'll have these outfits that are hand-printed. So my goal is to make it look like I've brought my drawings to life. So I call them live drawings. So they're going to be very illustrative, but alive as fashion. This one right here, this is going to be my prophet. So it is a bird man, and he is going to have a lot of feathers made out of paper adhered to the head. And then I make paper feathers that also come out of the hat. So I sew paper together, and then I cut it and put wire in the inside to make it look like it's actually a real feather. So that's going to be my prophet. And he is kind of the bridge between the other world and reality. So for me, storytelling is super important in my work. And prophet, the birdman, tends to be a reoccurring image. So he's this just like strong figure that can go between each life, and he'll be leading the procession for my fashion show. I did make one of him already. Making masks for other people can be tricky, so I often have to resize, so I'm going to make another one. And it's neat because when the person wears the mask, they can see through it, but you can't see them. So they actually look like they are another creature. And then another finished mask that I have is the deer, which is a Snoffis. So a Snoffis is from Ozark legend. I really enjoy a lot of folk tales and legends from different cultures. And the Snoffis is the king of the forest, and he also connects the other world, life and death, and he protects all living beings, but also transitions them into the afterlife. So he's this beautiful white albino deer with a lot of hand-painted textures, little lines to create a sense of fur. It's a very linear kind of illustrated quality that I have for my masks, and you can see that in all the lines, the little bit of detailing that goes up into the giant golden horns, or antlers, I should say, because he's a deer. I'm pretty excited to see my characters come to life in front of me through other people, because it's a different experience to have them in your head or to become your own character. And then when someone else takes the responsibility of playing that role, there's something really magical about it. It's definitely a challenge to have to fit and to create a character, you know, to be embodied by someone else. But I feel like it's a challenge definitely worth undertaking.